7:30.
Hot and live.
Welcome back. Strel Show, Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host, The Flow. It's sitting across from me this time, mic number three.
Oh, it's the C. What's going on, everybody? Happy pre-4th of July. Happy 4th of July Eve.
Yeah, happy. Yeah, I don't know what happens on 4th of July Eve.
Well, if you have the day off, then you probably are going to do the same thing you do on 4th of July, but you're just going to do it twice.
Yeah, you get twice because you get that lucky... We got Monday off finally, so that's nice.
Yes, that is a nice thing. And sometimes when you have 4th of July weekend, you know, like it falls in like the middle of a week. And so like you get like, you know,
you get a
the
day
Wednesday
off.
The Wednesday off, and then you can't really enjoy it. But this was a nice time. This is an enjoyable long weekend, and I hope everybody out there is
traveling safe.
Yeah, travel safe. Sun up, but also make sure you put the sunscreen on because, you know,
deceptively. You can burn. We can attest.
And you don't need skin cancer. That's for sure.
Yeah, no melanoma, please, this weekend. No. Also, if you're going to play with some fireworks to our friends in New Jersey.
Yeah. Watch your fingers.
Yeah, watch your fingers. We don't have any JPP. We want to keep all five on you.
Yeah, please.
No, we don't want you to lose anything.
Only digits we want you to lose is our phone numbers.
Yeah, no. Those digits we can give out at any time. But we got a special show today, actually.
Yeah, speaking of phone numbers. Yeah, speaking of phone numbers.
Yeah, we have... we were trying to do a little something today, you know, in honor of 4th of July being... my favorite holiday.
Well, yeah. Let's take a step back and just try to understand this man, Stephen Flo, the
yes.
Flo.
Yes.
He loves 4th of July.
This is my holiday. Like I like Christmas, but I'm always feel uncomfortable opening gifts in front of people. That's like a weird thing of mine because I feel people like to see my reaction, and I'm excited, but I feel like I don't display that reaction.
Yeah,
so
you're not what I would call an extremely emotional man.
No, I mean
you're in touch. You do emote, but not like, for something like that.
No,
I would say like something like at a video game. I've seen you get very pissed, throw a controller at somebody's face.
Maybe not someone's face.
But you know, briefly thought about it, or you throw it at the TV screen, get pissed off. I've seen that. That emotion comes out.
That does, but not for today. Today is a special. Well, not today is a special day. Tomorrow is a special day. But we're gonna.
Well, today's a special day because of our guest.
Well, yeah, the guest. Well, that's what I'm getting at. That's exactly what I'm getting at. So. You know, 4th of July, there's always one event that takes place, one event that captivates America for all but 10 minutes, right? It's a 10-minute event. Well, there's a men's and women's event, so it's 20 minutes.
It's that quick? Wow.
Yeah, because it used to be 12 minutes, and they actually lowered the time back to like the old-timey standards. But, you know, we have every 4th of July, 12 noon, Coney Island, New York. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, ladies and gentlemen. We have that. You watch that. ESPN3, yeah. I think.
No, is that a thing?
I think that I actually don't. I feel like there once was, but I think it's going to be on ESPN come tomorrow. That's Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. So mm-hmm. we just said, what would be the best way to celebrate 4th of July, stroll style, than to get a man who's going to compete in that contest tomorrow?
Living legend.
A living legend. We have 8-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest winner and hot dog, you know, bun eating world record holder, Joey Chestnut.
Joey freaking Chestnut, the harvinger of hot dogs. I don't know what that means, but the alliteration sounded nice.
It sounds good, and I feel like he's gonna eat just as well as we think he will.
I believe so, and so I'm not. I mean, I know about the contest. I know about Joey, but I'm not so familiar with some of the rules and stuff like that. So maybe Steve, you could embellish.
I could help out a little bit.
Color in the lines there, because I'm kind of a newbie. I'm kind of noob to this thing, and you go every year and you enjoy it. So I want to try to share in that joy with you. So please help me.
All right. Well, anyway, so the contest takes place. It's like you have to qualify to get to Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. So that's why when you see like they have like the intros, they'll say people who ate like the most cannoli cream, who ate
cannoli
chili.
Cream? That's a thing?
Or like they like cannoli eating contests. They have all these different contests you have to qualify for. It's kind of like running the New York Marathon or something.
But you have to do those before you do the hot dog?
Yeah, not just anybody can get on the hot dog contest. Yeah.
So you have to do cannolis, like cannoli is like a prelim?
Well, I don't know if it's cannoli specifically, but food of that nature, like cream corn, like just weird foods. Like oysters, like raw oysters, you know.
So you basically have to prove your worth. You have to prove that like you're worth a damn in this game.
Oh yeah, it's you're basically getting on the grand stage you're doing. And you know, the event, and I haven't gone, it's the most collegiate atmosphere I feel like you can feel in New York City.
Well, you want to tell the brief story about the little girl when you went there last year? Because like that disgusted me on my way to the stud.
Yeah, I was you know, before we drive here, we like to brief each other on what's going down in studio. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Paul a story last year because we had me, my girlfriend, I think my sister, her boyfriend, and like our roommate Nick came with us to the hot dog
contest. Everybody we know but me.
Yeah, I don't know where you. I forget. I think you were going somewhere though.
Yeah, I was probably
going down to the shore.
Yeah,
or something.
Sure. That's what I do.
And so we got into this corral because we got there like mad early, like 8:30, because the thing starts at 12. So we stand around for like 4 hours, and like there's like a weird spot you got to stand, and they'll let people in from that side, but you never know where it is.
Yeah.
So you basically by luck you get up to the front. So we got like boom right up front. So we're like.
And this is your third time going, right, or something like that?
Third, fourth, I forget.
And that's as close as you've been.
This was the closest. Yeah. Because we were like right in there.
Right. Okay. So you're clearly very excited, very pumped to be in this vicinity of Joey Chestnut.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because you know what's about to happen. Because they got like the judges down there, and then they got all these just like. Dishes and dishes of hot dogs coming out.
It's insane.
But before the contest started, there was this little girl and the dad, and they were, you know, because once you get in this corral, you can't leave. There's no place to move.
Right.
So you're stuck, and
you literally can't move. Like, let's say you wanted to leave, and even though you're giving up your spot,
you're never going to find that spot again. You don't get back in that corral because it's like fenced off, and there's like a big media thing.
Oh man,
like tent. It's not as much room as it looks like on TV. So anyway, this little girl, she must have been 4, and she had to pee. And her dad suggested to her to just let it fly right in the middle of everybody standing there. So this little girl decided to squat and relieve herself in the middle.
She dropped trow.
She did drop trow. And she peed on the floor and on some unsuspecting patron's leg, which I thought was very, you know, he was a little pissed.
No,
the girl
no
was confused. The dad was trying to just not be like, that's not my daughter. I don't know who this man is.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, this girl had to pee. What do you want?
What a weird thing to do. Oh, I had a daughter and she had to go to the bathroom. I would take it to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, that's your responsibility as a dad.
Yeah, she's going to, you know, just like basically tell your daughter to piss her pants.
Yeah, like it's so unsanitary.
On the fucking street. What kind of message are you sending to our children?
I don't know. It's so gross. It's so gross. But that was the last time. I mean, nothing before that has been that gross. But that was you know, just we have men and women eating on there now. There's this pee. Now it's become a bathroom.
Yeah,
it's like a big public bathroom.
I mean, what's already happening on the stage is kind of gross when you think about it. Someone ingesting that many, because they have to eat the hot dog and the bun
to count as one.
Wow, that's a. I mean,
it's a task. When Joey gets on this call, we're gonna find out. Yeah, all about the nuances.
We're gonna get the dirt, and Steve. I know Steve has all the questions, the burning questions, ready to go.
I'm ready for this. I'm excited.
One can say the last like 5 years of your life have led you to this moment.
Yes, yeah, the culmination of everything. It's the
culmination.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm like right up on the mic.
You sound good. I feel like you sound really good right now. We're ready. We're hot.
Yeah,
it's hot down here, and you know we want to wish everybody out there tomorrow happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy yourselves.
What is your favorite 4th of July activity other than the hot dog eating contest?
Well, I like going in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I just like, because it's cool, because I usually go to my grandma's house every summer, and she has the pool in the back, so we'll go back there, and everyone's hanging out. It's like a nice, it's a very, like, relaxed, you know, there's nothing to really celebrate. You're not really celebrating a birthday where you got to do a cake.
Everybody's on, like, equal level of just chilling.
Yeah, you just, you know, you can eat macaroni salad as much as you want.
Oh, man, that macaroni
salad. A couple hot dogs, and, you know, even after you eat, then you're like, oh, I could eat some more.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
who's going to say what? It's America today. It's USA Day.
Guess what? There's more food.
Independence. And then, you know, also then at night, we usually go to the see the fireworks, the Macy's firework thing. We usually just park on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go, so we check that out. So it's really cool. It's like a really, it's a nice day. It's a very nice day.
There's only one day like it.
It's true. I mean, like, you got Memorial Day and stuff, which pays homage to, you know, our heroes of the country. But
you don't do something similar on that day. I mean, I guess you do like barbecue and chill and all that stuff, but
You don't get the same weather, I feel like.
That's true.
It's still like that, like end of May, right? End of May, so you kind of like, I hope it's a little warm. You know, maybe you're taking off the cover on the barbecue that day. You know,
right.
Could we barbecue?
Are you breaking it out for the first time?
Yeah, you got to burn off all the winter's gook. You're trying to keep it clean.
Oh man!
What do you do, Paul? What do you do when you go out there?
Well, I go down to Breezy Point. That's what I do. I've been going down there for like the last it's a long time now. Probably like 15 years.
Holy shit! That's like half your life.
Yeah, I mean, I got a cabana down there when I was 10. Yeah, so like 15, 16 years.
And, that's nice to have a cabana.
Yeah, it's cool down there, man. I mean, it's, you know, you got like a little private spot for you to chill. I mean, and there's not that many people down there, at least where we have the cabana. And you got a little like beach area like right in front that you could like play catch, and you can grill, and there's a volleyball net, so you can do a bunch of shit. And then you walk down to the pool, you go to the pool.
You socialize a little bit.
Not really. You know, on 4th of July, you like to keep it close.
That's true. You want to keep family there.
You know,
and some friends.
That's true.
Depending what you got.
Yeah. But then they have like fireworks too that they do down there, like kind of like far off in the distance. I mean, I don't know how illegal it is.
It's all right though.
They do.
Everyone secretly likes them.
Yeah, you do see them, and it's not like somebody's gonna say, "Hey, you know, call cops on those guys on 4th of July."
Yeah, ruin their day. And that's what I think is funny though about New York City. It's like, you know, or I guess New York State in general, that fireworks are illegal, but then we throw the biggest firework show in the country. Like, what is that? Because they just want to soak. They want to take all the little sparklers and stuff them into these tubes and shoot them up in like the East River or something? Is that what they're trying?
I don't know. I mean, I understand why it's illegal, but I mean, I guess when it's done in a controlled environment and it's done by, like, you know, Macy's, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's Macy's.
Sorry, we heard the phone ring and I was like, oh,
yeah, that's not our phone, I don't think. I think the phone in here sounds a little more like,
it's got a different, because we have the, let me take off that headphone.
I don't know. I don't think.
No.
It sounds like it's way outside. You want to pick up the phone and see?
Hello?
No.
No, not this phone line. Not this line today.
What about that? Pick a phone up off the hook.
Let me see. Let's find out. Nope.
False alarm, everybody. Joey will be calling shortly. What time is it? What's our time here?
Should be, it's around 12:15. He should be calling in right about now.
Hmm.
We don't know. But anyway, so we'll continue on. So now, so I feel like Breezy is kind of a forgotten area as part of the hoopla of New York City. You know?
Well, yeah, because when you drive down, you could either go like, you go Rockaway, or you could go like, Breezy. It's like a split the difference kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to pick up the phone again?
Let me see. Like, I feel like it's ringing.
Like, pick it up off the hook, maybe.
Hello?
Nah,
it's not our phone. It's like something's ringing and it's not stopping. It sounds like a cordless phone. We don't have a cordless phone down here.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's
very distracting because we're like waiting for a call.
Yeah, we're waiting for a call and I'm like, oh, the phone's ringing. So it's clearly
and it's
working.
And it's exactly around the time that the guy's supposed to be calling. But I think I remember from last week when we did the test run, it sounded in here.
Like, yeah, no, it's you definitely, because you saw like the phone lights, it's got like a little little bulb on it or something.
You like heard it in here, so.
Yeah, so I don't think so. I don't think that was it. But we're going to wait for Joey to call in and, you know.
Yeah, Joey, if you're listening, we're ready for you, bro.
Yeah, call in at 718-9289-RFB. That is the phone number.
It's also the full number is listed on the
phone. Yes, it is. It's 718-928-9732. So, Joey, you're listening out there trying to call in, give that number, hit those digits up, and we'll pick you up.
I'm sure you have the number already, but just in case.
Just in case you don't. We don't know.
If anybody else wants to call in.
Yeah, in the meantime, want to shoot the shug?
Yeah. But yeah, so back to Breezy Point. It's like one of those places, like, you only go if you know, like, if you've been going there. I remember when my family first started going, it was like kind of like a big deal. Like, it was like, oh yeah, we're getting a cabana. Like we're getting, back then it was like a locker. Like, it was just, we only had it was like literally like a gym locker made out of wood, and you would keep your shit in there, and then you could go and get it and whatever. But then we eventually graduated up
to that walking cabana. Yeah. I've only been there once to your cabana, and I think it's cool. I really think it's a cool thing. So, like, that cabana that you own, is that like yours year after year, or you got to keep renewing it every year?
We don't like own it. We like rent it. So it costs like shit. I don't even know. Like I think like 8 to 10 G's for the summer.
That's a nice little. That's pretty penny.
But you know, we split it amongst like three families. So it's like my grandma, my mom, my aunt, and her family. So like,
oh, so it's not that bad.
So we split it, yeah. But and every year, my mom's like, "I'm not doing it this year. I'm not doing it. It's too much money. Too much money." And then every year we're going back down.
Going back to Breezy.
Like, for years in a row, she was like, "Yeah, you never come down. I'm not getting you any passes. You're not gonna be able to get in there. You have to pay when you want to go." And then come summer, it's like, "Okay, you got some passes." Yeah.
You can't. The beach is calling. You gotta. You know.
It's one of those things. You'd miss it if you didn't have it. You know, like, you don't know what you're missing until you do it. And then when it's gone, I would be like, "Oh man, like, I want to go down to Breezy. Let me just go. Oh, I don't have Breezy anymore."
It's like, yeah, it's one of those things when you don't have it, you're gonna wish you had it.
Right. And I don't know. I don't really go down there that much because it's like, you know, it's a whole experience when you go down there. It's not easy to just go down there and chill. Like, you have to like. Get the food, get the everything going, do the grill and clean out everything, and you gotta walk down to the pool and walk back. It's just like this whole day long experience. It's like crazy, but anyway,
that phone keeps ringing, and it's like really weird.
Phone keeps ringing. Maybe
I'm putting the phone on right now. No, it doesn't pick it up though. Hello. Where is that phone coming from? Is there a phone upstairs? Because I remember the phone ringing upstairs, and it really didn't sound like anything.
No, it didn't. It's weird, man.
I don't know. It's like one of those things. It's like the Raven, the book, The Raven, right? And it's like you hear the heart beating in the floorboards.
He's not calling like the bike shop, is he?
No, I didn't give him that number. I gave him the RFB. Very interesting.
Very interesting indeed. I don't know. It's concerning.
It is a little concerning.
But I do feel like we would know.
Yeah, I mean, I picked up the phone. It's all right.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah.
Let's continue on. I don't know. Maybe you want to, should we play a song or something? Or like, try to like, do something patriotic. I feel like being patriotic right now. We're trying to do like one of the most patriotic things and get American hero legend Joey Chestnut, 8-time freaking hot dog eating contest winner. Most American man you could ever meet other than Uncle Sam.
Exactly. I don't know where Uncle Sam is. See, Uncle Sam's fictitious. Where's Joey?
I mean,
real deal.
Yeah, he's the real man. I mean, if they started putting Joey Chestnut on the like the Uncle Sam wants you posters, that the army would start doing mad numbers, mad recruits.
I would think so. I know you suggested a certain song before, so I don't know if you have that said song.
I don't, but you know, Spotify is up and running.
Oh, you got Spotify?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Ooh. You know how I do in America? Give you free music for $9.99 a month.
That's true. You pay for the full
I got it through my sprint thing for like a year, and I think it like automatically like renewed without me knowing. So I just now it's like another thing. It's like the Breezy Point of phone apps. Like, I didn't really miss it when I didn't have it, but now that I have it, I can't get rid of it.
That's
like,
true.
It's just nice to have like always ready to go. Like, oh, I can play any song I want, just kinda like right now.
That's true. So I'm looking it up right now. We want to play, what we like to do is like to play a lot of Bruce.
Yeah, we played Bruce last week, but that was impromptu. That was a little impromptu. And this week is 4th of July, obviously, and we're all excited, and no one more man is excited than Mr. Bruce Springsteen to play his favorite. Actually, I don't think he plays this song anymore. I think he boycotts his own song because it was like too big of a hit. I mean, that was a big deal when he put out Born in the USA. I mean, that kind of, he blew the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, well, I feel like it's a controversial song as well.
That's true. That's true. I never thought of it that way, but well said. Well said.
Yeah,
thing.
I think so. But hang on, I found the song,
but I haven't heard it in a long time. So I'm better day to listen to it than right now.
Exactly.
And then,
we're gonna put on everyone's favorite song, yeah. Born in the USA, off the title. That's the title track.
Yeah, title album, first single.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just pump this up.
And hopefully Joey will be calling us right afterwards. So
yeah, Joey, give us a call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We got a little news going on. We got the phone number of Joey Chestnut to give him a call right now. So you know that's going to happen immediately.
So I'm excited.
Paul, fill the air while I.
I shall.
Touch the buttons.
I'll do a little shuck and jive.
All right, I'm going to turn the phone thing on right now, so we got that ready.
Oh yeah, do that. So we're gonna. This is. So last week we tried this by having someone call us. We didn't do the opposite. So this is the first time actually making a call, a virgin dialing, if you will, of a number and trying to connect it to the radio for you guys. So let's see what happens here. Steve is dialing the phone. It is connected. I hear it in my head. And let's see.
I'm calling it right now.
Joey? Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Well,
707.
That was pretty fucking hilarious. Did Joey Chestnut just forward our call?
Did he silenced the phone on us?
Did he?
I think so. I think that's what happened.
I mean, he knows we're calling him.
Yeah.
We were in touch with his management, his major league eating management. We're gonna try again. We're gonna try again. Joey, are you there? No. Noe. I'm gonna call him Noe Chestnut from now on. That's a bad joke. I'm sorry.
It is bad.
Sorry. I'm doing the best I can here.
You're doing as good as you can do.
We're trying to get Joey Chestnut on for you ladies and gentlemen out there who are hopefully still listening, haven't bailed on us yet. You're listening to The Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn.
That's right. You're listening right here, live in Bushwick.
Live in Bushwick. You want to try dialing it again?
Yeah, I'm going to try doing this again.
Yeah, let's do it again. We're trying again, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. I like saying that.
Hello? I'm on the phone right now. You hear me on there?
No. Is it plugged in? Is it on the thing? Like the button pushed on the...
Yeah. Let me redial.
Oh, redial. That's a button.
Oh.
Hmm.
Apparently, we just left the world's longest voicemail on Joey Chestnut. I think it was still... I couldn't hang up the phone quite possibly at that moment, but... So now on to the bigger, better thing. So after this show today, I will be, going down to D.C. for a little drop to meet my brother and my family down there, and do a little barbecuing tomorrow as we talk about, and we'll see. I see how traffic behaves when I get out of here.
Well, I hope that before we leave, we at least say something to Joey Chestnut.
I know. I'm sure we sent him the voicemail, so he should listen to that.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Is it when you pick up the phone? It's like it's.
And now, cause you know what it was before when I was doing it? I picked it up again. I couldn't hang up on it, so it was in the voicemail, and it was just I couldn't get out of the voicemail.
Oh, I see.
Maybe I should have dialed a number or something.
I have a another song we could play if you want to play another song.
What do you got for us? What do you got?
Some call him the greatest songwriter of all time. Some call him John Mellencamp. Some call him the Coug. I think R-O-C-K in the USA might be a good a good one. I like that song. And then maybe we could fix these technical difficulties and hopefully come back to you with Joey Chestnut post-haste.
I wonder if I'm finding the song right now.
Yeah. And
what album will this be on? Is this Scarecrow?
You know what?
That's the only album I know, by the way.
I don't really know, but if you search it by song, I think it will pop up.
I'm looking. I'm going to be on a self-titled, I don't think.
No. Or it could be on like his greatest hits. Which I own, by the way.
You own you're in the greatest hits?
Shamelessly. Lyrics and Music by, it's called Lyrics and Music or something. By.
My mom was going to appreciate this.
It was a very nice bundle that they gave me. It was three CDs.
Now, is it like I got to type in R-O-C-K in the USA or I could just be like, just rock in the USA?
I would say, I would try rock. Rock in the USA.
Rock in.
And.
Rock in the box, no.
John Mellencamp is on there, right?
John Mellencamp is on here, but I don't know if Memory Lane. I'm not sure what this is. They have the Ultimate Independence Day playlist.
Oh man, what comes on that? I would like to know.
No, it's by some Memory Lane. I don't even know what that is. I'm going through the other way. This phone keeps ringing upstairs. I don't know.
Well, the shop is usually open on Sundays.
Oh yeah, that's true. Someone's gonna get their bike.
Yes,
bike chains tightened or something.
We are in the basement of a bike shop, everybody. You know, breaking the fourth wall here.
Yeah, you can see us or not.
If you can't find that, maybe we could play something else.
Yeah, what else? You got anything else?
Trying to think. America, 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 America. I can't think of. I'm not super patriotic.
You're not as patriotic as you thought. You're probably proud to be an American.
That's a good one.
Yeah, my dad has this like bear that like sings that song. It's like this military bear.
My dad does a sick acoustic cover of that song.
Oh,
my
dad.
Yes. And we played it together at the cabaret in our community church.
Oh, and how was the reception on that?
It was very well received, I got to be honest. We were very well received, and we got a standing O. But I don't know if they were standing for us or just for America.
Probably for both. I feel like that's
a good one. I think let's play that one, and then we'll.
Oh, hang on a second.
What happened?
ROCK in the USA. I just found
it. You found it? Oh, man, now everybody's like proud to be American. Well, now you know what? Now we have a backup song.
Yeah. Well, everybody enjoy this one right now while we figure out what's good in the hood over here, Joey Chess.
Joey Chess. Oh, it's over already?
It's over already. Cougar gives you just as much time as you need.
Ah, man, I thought that's almost a lot longer than I remember.
Yeah, man, I don't know why. Sometimes you got some songs that make you think.
Time it gets shorter when you're older. When you're a kid, you think, oh man, 4 minutes, that's a long song.
Yeah, I remember watching Rugrats as a kid, and you're like, oh, half hour, that's so long.
Yeah, I got a half hour to watch it before I go to school. I got a half hour to eat my Cocoa Puffs before I have to go.
Exactly, and now I feel like I get up to get a drink of water and sit back down, and 2 hours pass. Yeah. And I was like, wait a second. Wasn't it just 8 o'clock? Now it's 8:30? Like, what happened?
Not even a half hour. Like, 2 hours passed.
Yeah, 2 hours passed. I just literally was still walking. I don't know what happened.
It's crazy. It's crazy how the mind, the time is like so, what's the word? relevant, relative.
It just slips through your fingers, you know? All right, we're going to do one more call. Yeah. Joey, one more time.
Hopefully Joey has not slipped through our fingers.
No. Yeah, just like that same time.
He was supposed to call us, and now we got a message from his manager saying that we should call him. So we're going to try, and we tried once before. And it went right to voicemail. I don't know if you heard that, but you're listening to a voicemail recording live on Radio Free Brooklyn. All right. Yeah, Steve is dialing the number. It's happening, everybody. You got a dial tone?
I misdialed.
Okay, it's okay.
All right, now we're back.
That's okay. Joey, even if you got 10 minutes for us, man, please, we're counting on you. Dial gingerly, Steve.
Is it going? No.
That's okay. Listen. Now I hear it. Now I hear it. It's a live dialing of a phone, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's find it. I'm back.
Hello, this is Joey.
Hey, Joey. It's Steve and Paul from the Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hey, sweet. Yeah, I'm good.
You doing good? All right, awesome. Yes, Joey. Thanks for calling in. We were trying to call you before. And I don't know if the lines kind of crossed up or whatever happened.
Yeah, I just saw a missed call. I was like, oh, I was holding the phone.
We went to your voicemail, so you might have like a 2-minute voicemail of us just talking shit. So anyway, thank you again for talking to us. I think Steve is a big fan of yours.
Yeah, big fan, Joey.
And he's got plenty of questions. I don't know how much time you have, but we'll try to get it in as fast as we can.
Great.
All right, awesome. So, Joey, how you doing, Joey? How's training going for this this next competition going on tomorrow?
Training's done. Right now I'm just in my fasting mode, drinking liquids today. I'm feeling really good. I'm nervous as heck, but I think that's a good
even after all these after all these competitions, Joey.
I think it's I think getting nervous is a sign that it's still important to me. It's going to be I'm willing to. And it'll get the adrenaline pumping, and I'll be willing to go through pain if I need to.
Wow. So what do you go through like the day before? How do you prepare for a competition like this?
I try to wake up the same time I want to wake up tomorrow. So I woke up about 5 today. Drink coffee, lots of liquids. Gonna go get a massage a little bit.
Oh wow,
that's nice.
Just get keep loose and empty, and
so no salad foods at all.
Some calorie. No. So I'll take like a protein shake, a liquid amino acid.
Coffee with.
I mean, we're talking like simple carbs.
Yeah.
Like no starch, just like just sugars and maybe a little bit of fruit. But like make grapes.
So you're basically trying to keep kind of hungry for tomorrow. Ironically enough.
Keep hungry. It's not really hunger. I want to be able to know I'm empty. If you get up in the morning and feel light and suck in my stomach, say, all right, there's an empty space where I'm going to put 75 hot dogs.
Yeah, so I was going to say, so day of now, Joey, right? You're going into the tournament, into the contest. So you're doing the same kind of process tomorrow as you're going to do today?
Pretty similar, yeah. I'll be amped up. I'll make sure I have some caffeine and I'll be surrounding myself with friends and just getting focused.
That's awesome. And I also saw on your Twitter the other day you were competing in D.C. and you set a new record for amount of hot dogs eaten with 73 and a half, I believe.
Yeah, it was a great day, great practice. I practice so much; it's hard. I don't get to practice in front of people very often, and so it was pretty much a dress rehearsal, an exhibition, and.
Wow,
it was great to great to know that all my training is working and the numbers at home will actually translate to competition.
Oh, wow. I hope so.
Sometimes the training, the practice numbers are a little bit different, but it was good to know that they were at least within a decent margin. And I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's got to be hard to like practice for something like this because the after effects, like you can't do this like every day. You can't eat like that every day. So like, what is it like
Absolutely,
for you?
Yeah.
What is it like for you like after the fact, like the next day, the next couple of days after? Are you like totally wrecked? Is your body, or are you kind of like used to it at this point, or how does that work for you?
It's like, yeah. So you have to figure out your body, and it takes me a good day and a half to recover. So If I'm recovering good, and then I get one day of eating really healthy, like fish and a ton of produce, get a good stretch, get a recovery day, and then I go back into fasting. I can do a practice every 4 days, but usually it's every 5 days.
Wow!
Oh, wow! So you're always eating hot dogs that many times, or like every couple of days like that?
If I'm in training for the hot dog contest, the practices will always be hot dogs. Every time I get them down, I videotape it and I review the videos and try to figure out when I'm slowing down and why and what technique is the fastest. Because certain muscles are going to get tired, and if my jaws get tired, then I can I can try to use my hands to help smash the hot dogs against my teeth and break
wow. them up. I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of that aspect here. You know, because you're actually doing the physical motion of chewing. Like that's got to be. Wow, thinking about it, like that's got to be painful after a while.
Yeah, because people think
I don't know. I can't look at it with pain, but there's uncomfortableness, and And it's just getting used, just making sure I keep eating with a sense of urgency and don't get lazy. And
yeah,
it's so weird to think that of lazy eating, but it's I just gotta remember it's competition, and as soon as I slow down, that's when I lose.
Right. No, I agree. Cause I feel like people think that food competition, eating competitions, like the fatter you are, the more you can probably put away. But I feel like that's not the case, considering you're saying that you're using a lot of different muscles and different parts of your body to help you put this food down.
Yeah, there are some big eaters who can eat a lot of food, but they won't be able to eat it in 10 minutes. We're pushing really hard, and you have to be able to control your breathing. And people forget we're eating out of our mouth and eating with our mouth, so you have to be able to breathe through your nose and sneak in those breaths. So you have to have really good breathing control and find that perfect rhythm.
Yeah.
I think running is one of the best training. This year I was running a lot more, and it just getting my breathing under control, being able to push myself and not get winded, has really helped.
Now, have you, throughout your competitive life of eating, did you have like a mentor that kind of taught you different techniques that you're talking about now? Because obviously you're very knowledgeable about your craft, what you're doing. So is that stuff you just picked up along the way over the years, or did you have somebody that kind of gave you some tips along the way? Any other famous competitive eaters or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm an engineer. When I started, I was in school for engineering, and so I looked at it like a problem, and back then the American eaters weren't eating that much. I think the record for an American was 32, and Kobayashi was eating 50 at that time.
Wow.
And so I had to figure out my body on my own. And like a year after competing, I was up to 50, I think 52 hot dogs. And then the next year, it was my third year in competition, I beat Kobayashi. So it was pretty much me just figuring out my body. And when I developed my technique, I was like 22, and it was a winning technique, my training method, and I never really had a reason to adjust it until I lost last year.
Right.
So I went back to the drawing boards and started to develop my muscles a little bit better, figure out my jaw and my throat and esophagus muscles and how to get them to work harder and exercise them and make them faster. So I think I've hopefully I'll be able to display those muscles tomorrow and just dominate.
I hope so, Joey. I'm rooting for you. When you versus Kobayashi, because when you came up, you know, like Kobayashi was kind of dominating the scene of Nathan's, and then you came in, you know, the young gun coming in, and you overtook him. You think going up against Kobayashi definitely pushed you to train harder?
Absolutely. It was when I was training. Those were awesome years. I feel like after he went off over the edge and stopped competing, I lost a little bit of my motivation.
It's definitely tough.
This is the first year I've really been excited since the Kobayashi years. Because I mean, Matt's an awesome eater, and I didn't think he was going to be that good last year. I phoned it in. I had awful training practices, and I thought I was still going to be able to pull it off. But afterwards, it was. I'm not going to ever say I was happy I lost, but it's definitely. I'm better for it. I not only just better all the way around. I'm not as complacent, and I put in a lot of work to make sure that my eating's better. I can't let that happen again.
Reigniting the fire.
another couple of questions, and then we'll let you go. Do you feel like you're like a certain kind of person that can do this kind of stuff? Like, do you feel like when did you realize that you were able to do this? Was it like a moment where you're like, oh man, I could eat a lot. Maybe I should try this and eat more. And then what clicked in your head that made you want to pursue this professionally?
It wasn't even me. My little brother, he knew I could eat. I was in college and I'd eat healthy during the week. And on the weekends, I just eat like a madman. My little brother, he was impressed by it, and he's like, "Joe, you can do this contest." And he signed me up to like three contests, and I never went to them because they were like, he signed me up to contests that were hundreds of miles away. No way. I was like, "No, screw that." But finally, he signed me up to one in Reno, and I was 21. And the organizer called him up and said, "If I went, I'd get a free hotel room." So I was like, "All right, I'll go." And I was like, I'll gamble and screw around in Reno.
What was the first food you ever ate, Joey, competitively?
It was lobster.
Oh, like just lobster tail or like full lobster?
It was a full lobster, but it was weird because like they cracked the claws, and I'd never eaten lobster, so you're supposed to you had to open up the claws and eat the tail meat.
Oh yeah, and, it's not easy to do.
I'd never eaten a lobster, so I was scooped the tail out and the meat tail meat and go right into the guts, and I was making a mess of it. I didn't know what I was doing.
And that was like the fastest to eat it.
It was like they gave us 10 minutes, and they just give us a big, like one of those big catering trays full of lobsters, and then they weighed it before and after to see how much meat we did.
That's crazy. I mean, I do love lobster.
And I like lobster. I like king crab more though. But
yeah, I like all shellfish, honestly.
yeah, shellfish is awesome. But
you're lucky to have an allergy.
Oh my God! Thank God! Yeah, thank God I didn't get gout back then. Yeah, so I ended up tying for third in that contest, and I was like, oh my God, I could have done so much better. And it just snowballed. In the next contest, I brought some of my family so I'd be more comfortable, and I won the next one, and it just, it got bigger and bigger.
Oh, that's great. So what's your favorite food to eat competitively? Is there one that you find easier to eat than others, or any specific ones that you can actually, like, enjoy a little bit?
What do I like more? I like good food. I like a great event. A good rib contest is really fun. Good chicken wings.
Oh yeah,
that's a nice one. I would enter that one.
especially chicken wings. Like it's all usually at like there's a great festival in Buffalo, New York, and the Wing Fest, and you can go because you can't eat that much meat off the bone in 12 minutes. So
right.
You can go drinking right afterwards.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I love to eat and love to go out. What else? Ribs are fun. Hot dogs. It's the biggest contest of the year, and the Nathan's hot dogs are legitimately tasty.
Yeah, that's true.
we go there without having to eat like 100.
Yeah, it sucks that we have to dunk the buns in water to make them fast. But it's competition. Competition is not always pretty.
Yeah, and I have two questions, Joey. This one I actually promised my sister I would ask today on air. So, like, after the competition, what happens? Like, what do you, like, you've just ingested, let's say you're going to go world record, do 73 hot dogs again. What happens to those dogs after the competition?
They get digested pretty much the same way when my first contest, when I did 20 hot dogs. I've built a tolerance. It's like a marathon runner running 26 miles, they've slowly built that tolerance. Their body can adapt, and there'll be a recovery period after the contest. I have to do interviews for
throwing up or anything like that. Long.
No, but by the time I'm done with interviews, everything's settled so deep inside of me. I can feel it. I can actually feel it settling and starting to move.
Oh wow! So do you do anything after
that? Well, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty and I'm tired, so I just fall asleep and wake up to either drink water or wake up to answer nature's call.
That's true, yeah. So nothing crazy. Like I always thought something crazy would happen. You know.
No, I mean, if I end up going out late that night and start sweating, it'll smell like hot dogs. Your body, the body is an amazing thing, and I think part of the thing that makes me a really great competitive eater is that I really pay attention to my body. I've kept a journal for everything I was eating and how I was feeling and what I was doing. And sometimes when I'm not feeling my best physically, it doesn't mean I'm not going to be able to eat well. So it's weird. It's the body's so funny, and sometimes there's foods that I can recover from within hours instead of a day and a half.
Oh wow!
People think that what we're doing is like super unhealthy, and what I'm doing is not healthy, but it's not that unhealthy. You can train your body to run ridiculous miles or lift an insane amount of weight. You can train your body to eat a ton of food.
That's crazy. So now, Joe, like last year, you know, you were upset by Matt Stoney, as we just talked about. Are there any other like competitors you're kind of keeping your eye out for this year that maybe kind of going under the radar?
Uh,
that maybe that may surprise us like last year?
I'm really just keeping my eye on one person. That's myself. As long as I do well, I'll be happy. As long as I do like what I've been doing in practice, and as long as if I find my rhythm, I'll be happy. If Matt finds a faster rhythm and ends up beating me, as long as good for him. But I'm pretty confident in my ability, and hopefully, if I'll find my rhythm, that'll be enough to run away with it.
I hope so, Joe. Yeah. You got to retake the title. Maybe set a new world record from last from the 69.
I got a new 4th of July record. Would be awesome. That I've been trying to hit that for years, and that 70 mark, and I smashed it in that qualifier, and it wasn't even good conditions. It was hot as heck in D.C.
Oh yeah, it's been hot down there lately.
But I'm gonna. I feel really good, and it's gonna be on.
Awesome, Joe. We can't wait to see it.
We'll be watching and we'll be rooting for you, man.
Yeah, Joe. So that's tomorrow on ESPN at 12 noon.
Yeah.
All right, Joey. Thank you.
It's tape delayed because of women's Wimbledon.
Oh.
Watch it online live, or they'll be re-airing it all day long on ESPN.
All right, definitely. All right, awesome, Joey. Thank you for calling in, Joe. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. You guys have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too, Joey.
Thanks a lot, Joey.
And there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Joey Chestnut from the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, live on the Stroll Show.
We got him, everybody.
We
reeled him in. We roasted the chestnut. I don't know.
Joey's preparing for a competition tomorrow.
So interesting to hear him speak about his body like a machine, because it really, you have to train it up to be like that, because you're processing all that food. You're processing like tons of meat, and like your body's got to be ready for that. Like you can't just willy-nilly like go in. Like it's so interesting to like, it sounded like Rocky.
you don't ever think about it like you just kind of figure like, oh, I'm just gonna consume. You don't think about all the muscles and all the different like nuances that go into the competition.
Yeah And he was talking about it like he's an athlete, you know, like he's it's competitive eating. But he's like a food athlete. You know?
Yeah, it's really like an endurance competition, like against just like you're like versing yourself almost, as opposed to like looking at the competitors on the side of you.
Yeah, but if you think about it too, it's like look at some of like wrestlers and people who are like super jacked, right? Like some might say that's
like me.
Yeah, of course. You can't see how brolic Steve is. He's swole. but you know, like you might look at that sometimes and you say, oh, like, ugh. Like, that doesn't even look healthy. You know what I mean? But it's not unhealthy. Similar thing with the hot dogs, like, the eating. And, like, maybe it's not the healthiest thing to do, but there's people who work out their muscles to, like, disgusting lengths, you know, to get strong.
Yeah, to adapt to this.
Yeah, I can only imagine. His stomach, like, must be, like, leather.
Because you see, like, after the competition, his stomach is, like, so...
Yeah,
it's
bloated,
so expanded. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's huge. And it's just, like, to me, I couldn't imagine, like, I know if I eat like a little bit too much for myself, like I'm like, oh man, I'm so sick. I can't go anymore.
Yeah.
And to know that it can fit is amazing. Like I can get 60 down here. I can do that.
But there's like a certain limit. Like, you know, some people like, you know, can eat more than others. You know what I mean? Some people really can put it away.
Yeah. Joey can put it away.
You know, and like that's something that he, like you realize a skill. Like if you're like, you realize, oh man, I'm really tall. Like, let me try to play basketball. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean it's always going to work, but I mean, like he realized that he had a skill and then he like went for it and he went and did it.
Yeah. Dedicated. Yeah. I mean, you can make the MLE is
it's no joke. And once you start seeing that paper, I'm sure it keeps you probably pretty
keeps you hungry,
motivated,
so to speak. You know what I mean?
So we were just talking to Joey Chestnut on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you for calling in, Joey.
Thank you for calling in, Joey. Really appreciate that.
We just learned the whole phone system here now. So
yeah, now we're good for future calls if anybody wants to call in later.
And if anyone was wondering, the phone upstairs was still ringing while Joey was on, so it was not
misfired connection thing. Yeah,
someone was trying to get their bike chain fixed or something like that.
So any closing statements?
Flow. This was awesome. I'm really glad we got Joey on because
let me interview you now. There's a man who just interviewed a hero of yours.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It's awesome. He seems like a very relaxed guy. Like he's like very zen. You know, he's getting in the mode.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm excited for that.
I mean, even the fact that, you know, he was able to take 10 minutes out of the time of his, you know, focus and all that to call us, that was really awesome of him. So,
yes, I think now knowing that Joey said he was kind of, you know, his focus wasn't there last year because
the whole Kobayashi, because Kobayashi left, and I don't think he's associated with MLE anymore. He didn't want to go with the qualifiers or something like that.
Well, he definitely underestimated Matt Stoney, I think, because Matt Stoney I've heard of him. He was on YouTube eating crazy shit for years before he qualified for the hot dog thing. I mean, he is insane. Shit that he eats.
I actually don't watch his videos. I should start watching
those. Yeah, dude. I mean, he ate one time an entire jug of protein powder, mixed it in with water and chugged the whole thing.
So gross.
Crazy shit. He did the Rocks food cheat meal. Did you ever hear about that?
You told me about the Rocks.
It was three stacks of chocolate peanut butter pancakes, two full pizzas with pepperoni, and a pan of fucking peanut butter brownies one day. Like two full pizzas, three stacks of pancakes, like 30 pancakes, and a tray of brownies.
So the Rock is not. I don't know if the Rock is even training competitively to eat. I think the Rock can just that he needs that many calories sustain that body.
This was after he was training to be Hercules, and he was literally drinking lion's blood and eating just white meat, chicken, and rice every day. He was a machine at that point. So
wow. So it's amazing what these guys can do. What these guys can the human body is always evolving and always changing, ladies and gentlemen. And you never know what it's fully capable of. So if you say you can't do something,
you can
do it.
And Joey can do it as well, and he will.
Yeah, Joey, bring that mustard belt back to your household and to your family.
All right, so yeah, let's leave everybody with another American classic that we're gonna play earlier, but then we found Rockin' the USA and we played that. You've listened to the Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you guys for listening. We thank again Joey, and I thank Steve. Because
me?
Yeah. I never thank you. Maybe I should thank you more often.
No, it's all right. You know? I'm trying to find the song now, actually, because I lied and said I found it.
Oh, well, it's okay. We could just put the Stroll song on.
You could. I feel like everyone, I'm proud to be an American playlist. What songs would this have on the playlist? Let's find out. It's three loading dots, actually.
Proud to be an American. I could just sing it myself.
They got a George Carlin.
Ladies, I know we're free.
Who sings it? Is it Pat Boone?
No. I thought it was, what's it called?
Faith and Justice.
It's like Todd Allen, Ted Allen. I don't know. Anyway, just play the Stroll song. It's fine.
All right, we're gonna.
We're just never.
That
gonna,
one I got ready. That one's easy.
We're never gonna play "Proud to Be American." It's just not in the cards.
No. All right, everybody. I want to wish everybody and their family happy 4th of July. I say hi to my family down in DC. My mom especially, because she said I never give her a shout out. So shout out to my mom.
Oh, and my mom also.
Yeah. So both our moms. Happy 4th of July. Stroll Show out.